What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John, I have in front of me five NFL teams expected to decline, two of which are in the NFC North, and all five of which I agree with.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through these with you,
please,
and you tell me if you agree or not. And then we'll get to the broader conversation, because it's going to spark a broader conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The first team is the Kansas City Chiefs, who they point out 10-0 in one-score games, an unsettled offensive line. They lose Joe Tooney, and they haven't exactly solidified that left side. And there's the looming suspension of Rashi Rice. He'll play the first four games, but beyond that, we just don't know. Can they really win 15 games again? Probably not, John. Take a step back. They could still win the division and take a step back.
Right. So it's really hard to win 15 games, even if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. However, yes, they take a step back, but what are we defining as a step back? Well, 13 wins, 14 wins?
Well, how about this? You tell me for each of these. So we'll do that for each of these. Kansas City, step back. They're still going to win 12 games?
Yes.
Okay, cool. But still a step back.
Okay. And but the other thing, though, when I look at it, okay, 10-0 in one score games. Why are they 10-0 in one score games?
Number 15 at quarterback.
Well, yeah.
And Andy Reid is a coach and a hell of a defense. And that's all still there.
If they're still going to be in those one score games, do I predict that they win all of those one score games? Yeah.
Okay. Number two is the Minnesota Vikings, 8-1 in one score games. Obviously, they're going with a rookie quarterback this season. It's a question. They'll play the fourth toughest schedule. And I thought this note was interesting. They forced 33 turnovers last year. And in the from 2000 to 2023, teams that ranked in the top five in turnovers per drive, as the Vikings did a year ago, only 17% of those teams finished top five again. The thought is turnovers are volatile. They are not consistent year to year. Can they really live off of a big turnover forced number? Probably not.
Probably not, but as we've debated who's the number two team in the division, the reason I think that they're still the team that concerns me the most in the division is Brian Flores on defense, their defensive coordinator. Okay, yeah, Dan Campbell has owned them. Dan, you know, I get that, but he's really good. Do I think that they're going to get as many turnovers? Probably not. I mean, the numbers say that. Are they going to win 14 games? No. So what's a step back mean for them? 11 wins? 10 wins?
You tell me. What do you think?
I think they're a 10-win team.
Okay. I would have them at 9.
Okay.
Commanders expected to decline this upcoming season. The explanation? They were red hot on fourth down last season, 87%. Is that sustainable? They won 5 games in the final moments, including a Hail Mary. They took advantage of a last play schedule. When you really look at their roster, their defense was bad. You could run on them. Bobby Wagner's 35 years old. They do not have proven pass rushers. They're a team that should take a step back.
I don't care how old Bobby Wagner is, until he's out of the league, he's a force. And I'm just not going to believe that one. What was their final win total last year of the regular season? Do you have that in front of you?
Last year's Commanders won 12 games. Could they be 10?
Oh, I think they're going to be 11 or 12. I don't think they take a step back.
Okay, so this is the first one you disagree with.
I do disagree.
The Colts. 4 of the Colts' 8 wins came against backup quarterbacks, including their only 2 victories of the season against competent competitive teams. Speaking of quarterback, it's a bit of a mess right now. They're going to start Daniel Jones. John, take a step back for the Colts and be one of the league's worst. Do you buy it?
Yeah, I buy it. I just don't think there's any path for Daniel Jones, or I don't think there's any path for their quarterback to find success. And
there really wasn't a right choice. If they picked Richardson, he not any good. And if they picked Daniel Jones, there's no upside and not very good either.
Is that where Tyler Warren is?
Yes.
So that's the only thing on offense I look at and go, they got a chance to at least convert some first downs.
And they have Jonathan Taylor run the ball.
Right.
But they're kind
and
of immediate.
They quit Nelson up front. Yeah. Like, total badass. So,
but they're mediocre.
They're mediocre. Yes. They're mediocre to below mediocre. And it all comes down. The reason I say the Commanders don't take a step back is because of their quarterback. The reason that the Colts do isn't because of Quentin Nelson, isn't because of Jonathan Taylor, or I think Tyler Warren's going to be a really good pro. I think it's simply the quarterback play that prevents them from doing anything.
And if you guys haven't figured it out by now, the reason we're doing this list on Detroit Radio is the fifth team is the Detroit Lions. They are expected to take a step back. And here's their breakdown. And you've heard some of this, right? The schedule, the second toughest schedule on paper, the new coaches, the coordinators, assistants, and the offensive line. And they do a deep dive on this. The O-line, and specifically the interior of the O-line, replacing both Ragnow and Zeitler, they say it's a real concern because keeping Goff unbothered and free to operate has been essential. Every quarterback gets worse under pressure, but Goff has bigger splits than any other passer. Over the last 3 seasons, he leads all quarterbacks in total QBR when defenses don't pressure him. When they do, he ranks 28th. So the best versus 28th, all based on pressure, and that is the biggest concern. So, John,
define the step back.
That is the question we want to ask to all of the Lions fans listening here. All these teams we've listed are probably going to lose a couple more games. The Lions won 15 last season. Mm-hmm. What does the step back look like? 248-539-9797. How big is that decline?
So if they win 12 games with this schedule and a developing offensive line, and I've said, just because they don't start the season as a top 5 or even a top 10 offensive line doesn't mean they can't end the season as such. But it's going to take some time. There's probably going to be some growing pains with coordinators, even though I've really enjoyed watching the play calling of John Morton so far. And Kelvin Shepard, it's a little bit harder to tell because they're so vanilla defensively what they're going to be. I think they win at least 12 games. And with this, with all of those things, I don't think that's a step back. I don't think it gets them the 1 seed.
No.
But I think it wins the division.
Which gives you a home playoff game at least.
Right. So if it is, and some people will say, well, if you don't win 15 games, and they're just going to play the numbers. If you don't win 15 games, and if you don't get the number 1 seed, it's a step back. And I'm not going to argue that. It's impossible to argue.
Right. I would hope not. It's numbers.
Right.
But really, the goal is not going to be how many regular season wins did the Detroit Lions have. I'd gladly take only 10 if it meant they were in the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. So I don't expect them to go all the way back to 10. We want to know where you're at. I think it's 12. 12 is what I said. 12 is what I said when the schedule came out. I'm sitting there at 12 right now.
Oh, you didn't back off after Frank retired?
Well, was I at 13 and back down to 12? That's what it was. Yeah. I'm going to stay at 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank's his retirement got me down 1 win.
Okay.
And I think some of these losses are going to be early losses without Aleem McNeil playing too. That's the other thing that I don't really think they spent a lot of time on. The conclusion was, I'd be shocked if the Lions became the 49ers and missed the postseason entirely. I expect Detroit to settle in at 12 wins. Is that the expectation?
But 12 wins is going to win you the division.
Should.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I just like, is that really a step back? Like I did,
well, yes.
To me, it doesn't, and I can't quantify why it's not a step back because I can't say it. Yeah. It's three less wins, but you're looking at the schedule going, if they're able to, when you've got Kansas City, you've got Baltimore, you've got Philly, you've got Cincinnati, Washington, all of those teams are on the road. If you win three of those five games, like, I don't know that last year's team could have done that.
But I want you to think of it this way. It's them losing more than twice as many games as a year ago.
Right, but if you compare the teams and you compare the wins, because one schedule's not like the other.
Oh,
it's, like we're talking about college football right now, and it's about Nebraska versus, you know, the schedule that Penn State's going to play.
Right, they're not playing the Titans and the Jags. They're going to face, you know, the Eagles and the Commanders.
But a 12-win team this year might be a better Lions team than a 15-win team last year.
Also agree.
So it's not a step back.
No, but it is a step back. Really, the steps are going to be measured in the postseason.
Right.
But as you're a Lions fan listening this morning, you hear the Lions as one of the five teams expected to decline. How big of a decline is it for the Lions? And John, I want you to think about this, because coming up next, knowing they're not going to win every game, what's the one they must win for you? And we'll take texts on that as well. That's next, 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.